A shadow passes over the words Dimension Films. Night, in a suburban house, blonde Drew makes popcorn. She picks up the cordless phone.
Hello?
Wanna have a little fun?
Who's this?
Tell me your name and I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Oops, I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
No, that popping noise.
Oh, I'm making popcorn. I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Ooh, what is it?
It's just a scary movie.
Do you like scary movies?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
I don't know.
Think.
Oh, I know, Kazam, you know, the one where Shaq plays a genie?
That's not a horror movie.
Well, you haven't seen Shaq act.
Hey, you have a nice voice.
Thanks.
You never did tell me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
A masked man's outside.
What did you say?
Nice breasts.
Look, what do you want?
I want to see what your insides look like.
Well, then turn to page 54.
Oh. Hey, nice.
He reads a porn mag.
Listen, asshole. You've had your fun. Now you better stop or else.
Or else what?
Or else my boyfriend's gonna be here any minute, and he's black and he'll kick your ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean the one who wears makeup and dresses like a woman?
How'd you know?
Turn the porch lights on.
A guy who looks like the pop star Prince is tied to a chair on the porch.
Oh, that's not my boyfriend. I mean, I've fucked him a couple of times, but that's it. Look, I'm calling the cops.
Go ahead, call the cops. But you might want to check the back door first. You forgot to lock it.
Drew runs through the house in her white cardigan short denim skirt. The popcorn foil expands as she locks the back door and peers at the pool outside. Drew spins round to face the front door, which has Halloween decorations on it. She picks up a wooden baseball bat, then opens the door and lashes out at the trick-or-treaters on the doorstep.
That is psycho!
Oh, I can't feel my legs.
I think my arm is broken.
Sorry.
I want my mommy.
She goes inside. The masked man is there.
Hello, Drew.
She spots some weapons by a banana on a table. She grabs the banana and runs. The knife-wielding masked man chases Drew, who nips outside and hides behind curtained windows. The man opens the curtains. Two signs by the pool. One says safety, the other says death. Drew follows the death sign, then falls. When she gets up, there's a chalk outline of her body. She hides behind a tree. The man taps Drew's shoulder. As Drew runs, the man tears her clothes off, revealing Drew's glamorous white underwear. As Drew crosses the lawn, sprinklers go off, spraying her with water. Busty Drew strikes a series of alluring poses and smiles saucily. She turns and spots the masked man approaching with his knife raised. She runs, but the man grabs Drew and stabs her chest. A deflated breast implant sticks to his knife. A car approaches. Drew's dad hits Drew, who flies into the air.
Did you hear something?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Drew's dad pushes his wife's head back down into his lap. The masked man looms over a startled Drew, then swipes with his knife. In big white letters, scary movie. Pretty teenager Cindy types at her computer in her bedroom. She looks up at the rustling noise and frowns. Cindy gets up behind her desk, then crosses to the open window and sticks her head outside.
Bobby, what are you doing? My dad's in the other room.
It just occurred to me I never climbed through your window before.
Yeah, well, now that you got it out of your system, Bobby.
What?
You have to leave.
Why?
Come on.
What's going on in there? Oh, Daddy's head is stuck. Unstick Daddy's head.
Oh. Dad, can you knock?
Knock? I thought I heard screaming in here.
No, you didn't, Dad.
Well, it could have been that crack I smoked earlier, I guess.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Listen, I gotta leave town for a couple days, okay? No big deal. Just, you know, that new business that I started with those Colombian guys?
Oh, you mean Uncle Escobar?
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's a problem. Some money went missing, and apparently some legs are gonna get broken. It's just better if I lay low for a couple days.
Okay.
Now, if the cops raid the place...
I never heard of you.
And don't forget...
to flush your stash.
Oh, you are my little girl. I love you so much. That I left you a little something in the coffee can.
Dad.
But you have to remember to step on it before you sell it. Now, what are you going to cut it with?
Baking
soda, not baking powder. Because baking powder guys will have muffins growing out of their nose.
Yeah.
You love that joke, don't you, honey? You've loved that joke since you were 2 years old. Eh? Okay, well.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.
Have a good trip.
Bye.
Bye.
Bobby's got a monkey puppet.
Is the coast clear? Oh, Cindy, that nightgown.
That was close. God.
Handsome Bobby wears a leather jacket.
I was home watching The Exorcist, and it got me thinking about you.
If this is about the time I puked green slime and masturbated with the crucifix, it was my first keg party, Bobby.
No. It was edited for TV. All the good stuff was cut out.
So you thought you would just climb through my window and we would play Bump Bump?
Well, I was kind of hoping to get my balls lit, but I wouldn't want to break your little underwear rule, now would I? So, maybe just some on top of the clothes type stuff.
He leans in and Cindy smiles.
Okay. But just for a minute.
Bobby gives Cindy a kiss. Cindy, who wears a loose nightie, sits down on her bed. Then Bobby leans over her as they continue to kiss. James Vanderbeek, the blonde actor from Dawson's Creek, appears at the window.
Dad. Wrong set.
Vanderbeek leaves.
Bobby. Oh, Bobby.
Bobby reaches between Cindy's legs. She has electrified knickers.
No, Bobby, don't.
Jeez. See, yeah.
I need to... Case dead. You have to go now.
Cindy walks Bobby to the window.
Oh, about the sex stuff? I was only half serious. I don't want to rush you or anything.
Hey, would you settle for PG-13?
What's that?
She reveals her hairy chest.
Oh, gee!
Hey, Bobby!
Out of the window. Daytime, a bus arrives outside a school.
Ah!
Why are you just so loud? And make sure you take your behind to class today.
I do be going to class.
Lunch is not a class, Shorty.
It is when you got the munchies.
See, that's why you such a dumbass.
Your mother.
You my brother. That's your mother too, jackass.
Oh, yeah. But ain't your father stupid?
So? I don't know him.
Yeah, me neither.
Hey, girl, you ready?
Yeah, in a minute.
A gray car pulls up.
Come on, we're gonna be late.
Oh, wait, there's Buffy.
I don't know why you hang out with her. She is such a hoe.
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen her. My friend Sean had a pool party this summer.
Sean?
You know, Puff Daddy. Anyway, everybody was drinking Cristal champagne, and then it started to get wild and people was getting freaky in the pool and stuff. I look over and there was your girl getting buck wild in the jacuzzi.
So?
With a backup dancer. I mean, that's nasty. That's lower than a security guard. At least security can get you backstage. She don't love herself.
I don't know. I think Buffy's sweet, Brenda.
Oh, she is as fake as press-on nails. Hey, baby girl!
Hi. What is up, my sister?
Bye, Mr. Gilmore.
Bye. Is he gone?
Yep.
Auburn-haired Buffy rips off her demure yellow outfit to reveal a sexy blue number underneath. Cindy hands her a mirror and Brenda hands her some lipstick, which Buffy begins to apply.
Love this color.
Let me see that. Oh, you guys should not use this brand.
Why not?
Because they test their products on animals.
So?
Look. Have you seen what they do to those poor animals?
A lipstick-covered monkey.
Well, I'm much more of a people person. I'd like to feed all the hungry little children of the world. I'd much rather help my fellow man than some
animal. Get a dollar?
Oh, get away from me, you bum!
Buffy, can't you see he's just hungry?
Here you go, sir. A nice sandwich for you. See?
I said a dollar, bitch.
Ow! God. Look at this place. It's a circus.
Hello, I'm Gail Hailstorm, author of the book You're Dead, I'm Rich. A small college town is in shock after the unthinkable has happened. A brutal killing spree that left one teen dead, that's it. Two teens dead, and this small town shaken and stirred. It's times like these.
Police are combing the area for clues. It seems there are no witnesses available at this time.
There are no suspects in custody. Police are asking anyone to come forward.
Report live for Black TV. White folks are dead. We're getting the fuck out of here. Let's roll, Jack. Come on, grab some shit and let's go, motherfucker. Go, go.
They drive off.
Hey, do you think the press is going to want to talk to us?
Oh, girl, no. The press only wants to interview the most ignorant person they can find.
I'm on TV. Oh, shit. First cops, now this? Oh, man, I'm be a star, son.
What can you tell us about Drew?
Well, she had the fat ass, son. I mean, it was like, bang!
How close were you to the victim?
Real close. Until the roofies wore off. Then she woke up talking about pressing charges, so I just pulled my tongue out of her ass and left.
What would have been your last words to Drew?
Run, bitch! Run!
Ray's with Buffy's boyfriend, Greg.
Hey, yo, dog. Will this shirt make me look gay?
Nah, man.
He ties the front.
What about now?
Nah.
Cool?
Yeah.
Here, take one, guys. Don't forget elections Tuesday.
Don't forget elections Tuesday.
Ow! God damn it! Son of a bitch!
What's the matter, honey?
My report card.
It reads dumbass.
Oh, well, at least you got one, eh?
Yeah. I did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so smart.
Oh. Mm. Hey, has anybody seen Bobby?
Nah. You know what? That kid is always late. I don't get it. He lives so close.
Bobby kicks the door of a caravan open and steps outside in a cap, t-shirt, and checked trousers. He swigs from a can of beer.
See you later, Auntie Mama. Bye. Bubba. Bye. Jim. Big Jim. Bye. Little Jim. Slim Jim. Bye. Everybody. Bye. I'll see you later, Chow Ding. Okay. All right.
The caravan's right by the school steps. Ray, Brenda, and co. are by a fountain.
Damn, girl. I sure like to get new pants.
Really?
Yeah. What size are these?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Jim.
Good. You guys see all the reporters out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying that girl, Drew Decker, got killed last night.
I know.
You know what? I think I knew her.
Really?
Yeah. She had a brother named Steve.
Yeah.
Long hair, pretty little mouth, perfect ass.
That was her.
Nah, I was talking about Steve. What ever happened to him?
Hey, do you guys think it's strange that she got killed exactly 1 year after we, you know, killed that guy?
Hey, Cindy, that was an accident.
Was it, Greg?
Flashback to the gang in a car at night. Bobby drives.
Yeah!
Greg and Buffy snog and swig whiskey as Ray and Brenda snog next to them on the back seat.
Yeah.
Buffy lifts Greg's shirt and licks his nipple.
Did you look at what they're doing? Well, when are we gonna do stuff like that, huh?
One day. You like that, baby?
Yeah, that's different.
You like that?
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love when you play with my ass.
I'm not playing with your ass.
Greg looks round.
Hey! Mm.
Oh, my bad.
Come on, man. Hey, Bobby, put on some music.
Hold on. Here, put this on.
Ray hands Bobby a tape.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's the shit right here. Woo.
Hallelujah.
It's raining, man. Hey, hey.
I'm gonna go out.
What?
I'm gonna let myself
what? It's a classic.
Absolutely.
Put on the radio,
so
man.
In the back seat, Buffy sticks her leg in the air and grins as Greg removes her pink knickers. Ray does the same to Brenda, then frowns as he holds up a vast pair of white pants.
What? It's laundry day.
Yeah!
Greg pokes his head through the sunroof and holds his arms aloft.
Hey, come on, man.
What?
Just get a little closer.
Something you want to tell me?
Cindy Gorbs.
Bobby, what are you doing?
I just want you to touch it. Just touch it. Come on. Just a little bit. Come on.
A low branch hits Greg, who pushes Cindy into Bobby's lap.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Bobby takes his hands from the wheel as Greg hits another branch and ends up with a beehive round his face. Cindy takes a breath.
Oh my God.
A collision. The car spins to a stop in the middle of the road. Greg climbs back inside.
Oh my God. What was that?
I think we hit something.
The kids climb out of the black BMW.
Oh, man! Bobby, look at my car, man! My dad's gonna freak!
I didn't see it. It came out of nowhere.
Oh my God, we hit a boat!
Where's the fort?
I don't know.
Where the...
There's a man on the road.
It's a body!
Oh shit, is he alive? I don't know.
We'll check it out!
I can't.
Shit!
God. We have to call the police.
No way! I ain't going to jail!
We have to!
Hey, Cindy! Do you know what they do to young boys in prison? You know, those sex-starved convicts just waiting for a fresh piece of meat?
Hey, you're right, Cindy. Maybe we should call the police.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Ray. What about Brenda? How you think she wants to go to jail?
This is manslaughter, okay? We're all gonna fry for this. We're looking at 10 to 15 years.
Shut up, Bobby! Alcohol!
It's okay, I'm fine.
So much
nobody,
you guys,
but others
it's fine.
Don't blame that shit on me, Ray.
Look, we'll get rid of the body.
Yeah. Unnecessary.
Now you're thinking.
All right, we'll dump him in the ocean.
Not the ocean, the pier.
Yes, I'll be leaving now.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll take it.
What about the alcohol?
We'll get rid of it.
Come on, it'll be all right.
Absolutely. Come on, hurry up. Let's
get
go.
In the truck.
I won't have anything to do with this.
Shut up!
Cindy, come on. We'll just pretend it never happened. You know, like the time we got drunk and we went down on each other?
I got his arm. I'll grab his other arm.
I'll grab his ass. We'll take him down to Lennox and Cove and we'll dump him in there. The sharks will take care of the evidence.
Oh my God, someone's coming! Oh shit, it's Shorty!
Brenda, take care of him!
The man in the road was knocked out by Greg's thrown bottle. Brenda approaches Shorty's car.
Shorty, I know you ain't driving without no papers.
I got papers, blunts, bongs, all the ingredients to make a high nigga pie.
Hey, yo, can I help you?
Yo, what's up, Ray? Yo, son, y'all need jumper cables?
Nah, we're cool.
Oh, good, because I left my roach clip at home.
Go home, Shorty.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Peace, Ray.
Get the trunk off.
It won't close.
I'll do it.
Greg bashes the man's head as he closes the boot. Brenda's brother Shorty drives off with his stoned pals. Greg and Co. watch them leave. Later, the BMW pulls up on a wooden jetty by the docks. Ray, Greg and Bobby carry the man's body along the jetty. Buffy holds a torch. Cindy and Brenda follow.
Oh, hold on. Put him down, Savvy! Oh,
Jesus. Okay, look.
On three, we dump him over the ledge, right?
Wait. Shouldn't we at least check his wallet?
For what? Well, shit, he might have some money. We already committed murder. We might as well rob his ass.
I'll take the credit cards.
I want the jewelry.
I'm gonna take his drawers.
Hey, yo! I got me a gold ring.
Credit card.
All right, let's get him in the water.
I don't think I can, Greg.
It's not too late.
Look, shut up, okay?
Christ already, I'll do it.
Come on, let's get him in the water, okay? One, two, three.
Ray, Greg, and Buffy hurl the man in the water. Greg addresses the others.
Right now, we make a pact. We take this to our grave, agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. Say it, Cindy. Say it! We take this to our grave, say it! We take this to our grave. Say it!
Greg, come on, you're hurt.
Take this to our grave.
Ow!
And we never mention this again.
Mention what?
The guy we just killed.
Well, you just mentioned it, Greg.
Starting now! Bitch, man.
It's gonna be okay, man. It's gonna be okay. I promise. Just touch it again. Come on.
Fountain.
You have to move on, Cindy. That's all behind us now.
Exactly. It's a coincidence.
Greg's right, Cindy. I mean, what do you think, we're in a horror movie?
Yeah, you guys are right. I mean, if we were, they'd probably cast some dingbat like Jennifer Love Huge Tits to play me.
Yeah, yeah, they cast people in the late 20s, early 30s to play us.
Gail's by the TV truck.
Kenny, get the camera ready. Here, hold my gum.
She spits.
Hi, Sheriff. Can I get a statement?
No comment.
Damn. Do I have to screw around here to get a stupid story?
Hey, no running.
Loser.
Slow down.
Blow me.
Hi.
Hi, Gail Hailstorm. Field reporter, hard story?
Special Officer Doofy.
Oh, hi, Doofy. Doofy, listen, is there a problem on campus?
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
Okay. You know, you look awfully young to be a police officer.
No, I'm 25 and a half years old.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's just many.
So big.
Yeah, he's big.
Well, you don't look a day over 12.
Yeah.
Except for the big head and glazed over look in your eyes. Ooh, is that true?
Yeah, I forgot to swallow.
Don't worry, because I never forget. Would you remind me not to do that again?
Sorry.
Hello. Due to the recent tragedy, the sheriff and me, your principal, will be questioning all students throughout the day.
Wow. Sounds like we've got the makings of a serial killer on our hands.
I'm not supposed to say. It's official police business.
Hey, Doofy, what do you say you and I go inside my van over there and get to know each other a little better? Would you like that?
That van?
Yeah, that van right there.
She sucks his finger.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's go. Come on.
Okay. Oh.
A terrible tragedy and an unbearable loss. It's days like today that we need prayer in school. It starts to unravel the very moral fabric of our society. Here, go, baby. You go to your daddy.
She hands a baby to one of the boys in her class.
I'll see you after class.
Sweet.
Okay, class, who would like to give their oral presentation first? Oh. Anybody? Anybody else? Okay, Heather.
Heather stands at the front.
Okay, can I start?
Yeah.
Okay, my presentation is on the First Amendment. And it began on May 25th, 1787 in Philly with George Washington. And it states, and I quote, "When our founding fathers argued the passage of our..."
Bored Cindy looks out of the window. She spots the killer wielding a meat hook. The killer runs off. Cindy gawps, then frowns as she spots a folded note on the edge of her desk. She reaches for the note, unfolds it and reads. The note says, "I know what you did last Halloween." Cindy breaks into a broad grin. Cindy remembers reclining on some cushions and blankets in a pretty meadow with Bobby. Smiling Cindy, whose hair is in bunches, feeds Bobby some fruit from the baskets around them. Bobby smirks as he lifts a Frankfurter sausage to Cindy's lips, then pushes it crudely in and out of her mouth. Cindy frowns and looks dubiously at Bobby. Back in the classroom, Cindy looks shocked as she spots another note. It says, "No, bitch, I'm talking about the guy you killed."
Gives us the right to say what we want.
So,
who's next?
Cindy Camber. Isn't she the daughter of, what do you know?
Oh, yeah, you know Mrs. The one and only.
Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Principal Squigman.
Thanks, Doofy.
The Special Officer Doofy today, Cindy.
Now, Cindy, the sheriff has some questions that he would like to ask you today.
Hey, what is that? That god-awful smell.
I don't know.
I go poopy.
Did you just say that you, you went poopy?
Yeah, it was good.
Hmm. Get him out of here.
Thank you,
Doofy. Okay.
You should now go back to Special A.
Okay, slit.
Maybe a change of underwear, son.
Bye, Doofy.
Bye, Cindy.
How are you, Cindy?
Hi. How are you, sir?
Bloated, constipated, got a boil on my ass the size of a walnut, you know, the usual.
Mm.
Cindy, I want to ask you some questions about Drew Decker.
I didn't really know her.
Oh, come on, sure you do.
No, I mean,
come on.
I didn't really know her.
I've been in this game a long time. Don't bullshit a bullshitter, all right? Tell me about Drew. What was she like in bed, Cindy?
Ah, tried to get you. It's an old police trick. Didn't fall for it. Good for you, kid.
Hi!
On the football field, a team in blue plays a team in yellow. Ray's the yellow team's quarterback. He throws the ball.
Alright, Sheriff!
Yes! Yo, Duke, man. Nice play, yo.
Yeah, man.
Word up. Johnson, what a block, baby. Nice word up. Footwork. Hey. Nice ass. Damn. Hey, yo, Greg, man, what's up? You gonna hit the showers or what?
No, man, I think I'm gonna work out, you know. Hit the bag a little.
Suit yourself, kid. All right, last one in the showers are right. Nay, come on, y'all. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Muscular Greg punches and kicks a battered-looking punch bag that swings around, then smacks Greg right in the face. He falls over. Greg wanders through the empty locker room. He finds a Polaroid photo sticking out of his locker. It's a picture of his tiny penis, with "I know" written beneath it. Greg thumps the locker.
Who did this? Huh? Where are you? This isn't funny, all right? A small dick's like a disability, man. How would you make fun of a guy in a wheelchair, huh? Would you? Come on out here, you sick fuck. I'll kick the shit out of you right now. All right? It's not the size of the hammer, it's the nail you're throwing it at.
By the fountain.
It's a shame how she died, you know? She was such a nice girl.
Yeah, she used to babysit my brother, Doofy. He had the biggest crush on her.
Ray, you're a dead man.
Hey. No, what you trying to say? You want to get butt naked and wrestle? Come on.
Bring it on, Ray.
Come on, man. Hold my earring.
Chill out.
Where's my Vaseline?
Take it easy.
What's the problem?
I'll show you the problem.
Greg holds up the Polaroid.
They turn the hot water off in the showers, all right?
Oh, shit.
Hey, laugh it up, you guys. Big laugh. You know what? You can all go to hell.
Greg, you're not the only one who got one.
Well, you mean Bobby's got a baby dick, too?
Bobby looks awkward.
No, I was talking about the note. I got one, too. Somebody knows.
Yeah, that's bullshit, Cindy. Look, someone's just trying to fuck with us, you guys.
We have to call the police, Greg.
You call the police, and I'll kill you myself.
Greg grabs Cindy's throat, punches her stomach, lifts her up, then throws her down and kicks her.
You're hurting her, man.
And you know what? That goes for all of you guys. That psycho wants a piece of me? Bring it on. But I'm not going to jail. You got that?
Greg launches himself and lands on Cindy. Greg stomps off.
What's everybody talking about? Just forget it, Shawnee. You already know too much.
Aren't they beautiful?
Buffy's in a beauty pageant.
Contestant number one!
A blonde sashays down the catwalk.
Very good. And contestant number two?
A dreadlock girl wears a sash that reads, Miss Thing.
Very good. And contestant number three.
That's my girl! That's my girlfriend!
Yeah, that's my girlfriend too!
Hey, kiss my ass!
Yeah, I'm hitting that too! All right, Buffy!
Hey, shut the hell up, man!
Oh, yeah, man! Best pussy I ever had!
What, you want a piece of me?
No, the talent portion of the competition.
Oh, you guys, I'm gonna go downstairs for a closer seat. See you after the show.
Okay. Number three, Buffy Gilmore.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go hit the head. You want me to bring you back anything?
No, I'm good, man. But hurry back. She's going to perform.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll be back.
So, good evening, Buffy. And what will be your talent for this evening?
Acting. I'll be doing a dramatic reading.
Buffy Gilmore doing a dramatic reading.
Hey, get that thing from Baywatch! She's running down the beach!
Buffy, whose sash reads Miss Fellatio, spots the killer behind Greg on the balcony.
An original beast.
He's killing you!
She's good.
She's
what's
good.
Wrong with you people?
That's fantastic.
You fucking bastards! Why won't anyone help?
She's the next Pamela Lee.
Oh, God! Oh, God! No! Greg, hold on!
Greg's throat is cut.
Come on, everybody, Gilmore! Wonderful! Absolutely fantastic!
As Buffy runs off stage, the killer slopes away.
I think we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen! This is Buffy Gilmore!
Buffy, wait! You have to go back on stage!
No, I have to get Greg!
You won! They're calling your name!
There's a killer! I won?
They're calling your name! Go!
Buffy, what happened? What about Greg?
Oh, fuck Greg! I won!
Congratulations!
Get out of my way, loser!
Miss Buffy Gilmore!
Here she comes, Miss Teen, she's so fine. Such lovely tips.
Give her a crown, bitch.
And a great behind. There she is, doggy style anytime. Follow to her behind.
Buffy is showered with flowers as she takes the crown and waves. Someone throws a vase and knocks Buffy off the stage. In a corridor...
There's no sign of him anywhere.
He could have taken the body.
That's impossible, Cindy. There's no blood. There's nothing. Look around.
I bet it's just Greg playing another one of his dumb jokes. He's gonna turn up, I'm sure of it. He's probably in my house waiting for us right now, you guys.
All right, fine, fine. But you know what? I'm gonna look around some more, so... You mind catching a ride home with Buffy?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, fine.
Call me later.
The killer, who wears a long-faced mask exactly like the killer in the Scream movies, mops the floor behind them. Cindy shaves her armpits while taking a candlelit bath. She frowns at the cordless phone, then picks it up.
Hello?
Hello, Cindy.
Who is this?
It's me, Bobby. Oh. You know, your boyfriend.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm a little jumpy lately. Hey, any sign of Greg?
No. Do you want me to come by?
No. I'm just gonna take a bath, and then I'm gonna go to bed.
Okay. I'd really like to see you, but I love you.
Aww. I love you too, baby.
Cindy, who shaved her face like a man while talking to Bobby, sticks out her tongue and rakes the razor over it. Then she reclines in the tub. The water bubbles. Cindy sniffs, then shuts her eyes.
Bobby, I told you.
I still know what you did last Halloween.
Who is this?
Cindy zips up her grey hoodie as she rushes out onto the landing, then down the stairs. Cindy locks the front door, then looks round in horror at the ringing phone. Cindy's struck by the zooming camera. She pushes it away, then answers the phone.
Hello?
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna slice you up.
Who is this?
I'm gonna chop you like liver.
What do you want?
I'm in the house. Do you know where I am?
Cindy gapes.
I could be anywhere. I'm like the wind, baby. Yeah. Where am I?
She spots his feet behind the sofa.
You're behind the couch.
What? How do you know that?
I can see your feet.
The killer gets up and shrugs. He's got a meat hook.
Okay, turn around. Close your eyes. No peeking.
Cindy turns as the killer climbs under the living room carpet.
Yeah. No. Hey, no peeking. No peeking. Turn around.
He nips behind the curtains.
Okay, now you look. Now, do you know where I am? You don't?
No, Mr. Killer. I don't know where you are.
I'll give you a big clue.
The killer trips over.
Oh, I gotta stop drinking.
He stands and chases Cindy up the stairs. She throws a vase at him. Then she throws a bike.
Grandma!
Hi, baby.
Cindy pushes her grand down the stairs. The killer evades. Cindy pushes a stand-up piano down the stairs. The killer runs as Gran gets up. Gran's mowed down by the piano. Cindy charges into her room and blocks the door. The killer can't get through the gap. Cindy types at her computer. The screen reads, 911, what is your emergency? Cindy types, white woman in trouble. The killer rushes off as a fleet of police cars pull up on the drive.
Are you okay?
I'm screaming. What's going on?
He's here. The killer was here, Bob.
It's okay.
A phone, some gloves, and a knife drop onto the floor. Cindy gawps at Bobby.
I can explain that.
Oh, my God.
A friend gave them to me. Cindy. Cindy. Cindy! 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 Cindy!
At the front door.
It's me, Cindy. Cindy, you know me. Cindy!
At the police station, Bobby's led away. The balding sheriff sits down with a pink file.
I know you've had a rough night, Cindy, so I won't keep you. I just want you to look at some photos, tell me what you think.
She studies a photo of the sheriff posing seductively in red briefs. Cindy shakes her head.
Mm-mm.
Some more poses.
No.
No. I'm sorry, Sheriff.
You're sure? Okay, you're free to go. Do you have somebody picking you up?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, just... Let me check that one out again.
No.
All right, well, worth a shot. Mm-hmm.
Guess what I just did with those hookers we busted?
No way.
All the way, man. Yeah. Yes. Watch this. Doofy!
Yeah?
Come on.
Okay. Special Officer Doofy reporting.
Hey, Doofy, smell my fingers.
What's that?
That's when you know you become a man, Doofy.
Hey, Terry, smell my finger.
Well, what the hell is that?
My ass.
Get the hell out of here, Doofy.
Doofy, Mom said get home now.
Tell Mom I'm on official police business.
Cindy, you okay?
Hey, no talking to the witness.
Go get in the car, Doofy. She's coming with us.
Does Mom know?
Yeah, doofus.
Mom says when I wear this badge, you're supposed to treat me like a man of the law.
Yeah, well, Mom also said for you to stop sticking your dick in the vacuum cleaner.
Reporter Gail's outside.
Okay, 3, 2...
Oh, no. Gosh, damn!
What now?
No, it's just that there's all these numbers.
What, can't you count?
No, I can count,
here,
but the
let me make it easy for you. Chubzilla, listen up, okay? This little piggy went to the market, all right? This little piggy stayed home. Now, this little piggy doesn't roll the goddamn camera. I'm gonna put my foot up his fucking...
Will I, Gail?
Gail Hailstorm standing out front of the police station where I'm going to try and get a glimpse of Cindy Campbell, the young girl who was attacked earlier this evening. You're on my foot, fat shit!
Sorry,
what did I say?
Ow, don't ever step on Gail's shoes!
Why not?
Because Gail's wear Prada shoes!
You idiot!
I'm a bad man.
Cindy, get a statement! Uppy Gilmore, Miss Teen, she's not talking.
Is it true the police have someone in custody?
Come on, Cindy. Cindy, your ass looks fat!
Cindy punches Gail.
Come on.
All right, who cuffed a field?
Gail, it was me.
Oh, my God.
It was an accident, Gail. I only touched the top of the breast. It was so tender and juicy.
Shut up!
The masked killer lies on a couch. He dials a number on his phone. At home, Shorty stares vacantly at his TV, then answers his ringing phone.
Yo.
Hello, Shorty. What are you doing?
Nothing. Sitting here watching the game, smoking some butt.
Are you all alone?
What's up? What's up?
What the? Who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone. What's up?
What's up?
Yo, Duque, pick up the phone.
Yo.
What's up?
What you doing, son?
Nothing. Just chilling. Killing.
True.
So you think Bobby did it?
Cindy's in Buffy's bedroom.
I don't know. But he was there, Buffy.
Knew there had to be something. He's just too perfect. Handsome, smart, good in bed.
What did you say?
Hey, Cindy. Got your ice pack for your hand.
Ow!
Sorry. I'll get you one for your head.
No, that's okay, Doofy.
Hey, we're gonna get that guy that you dumped in the water. Yeah. I'll be next door if you need me. Night, Sand.
Buffy, you told him?
The moron overheard a conversation Greg and I were having.
Yeah, but what if he says something?
Who's gonna believe a retarded retard like him anyway? Don't worry.
Cindy, telephone.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Cindy. Guess what?
No!
You got the wrong guy.
No!
Yep, Doofy? It's not Bobby. No.
Who is this? Doofy!
Doofy stumbles into the hallway, dragging a vacuum cleaner with a hose attachment. He picks up the phone.
Hello? Hello?
I said don't disturb me while I'm cleaning my room!
Doofy heads back to his room. At school, Ray and Cindy are in the canteen.
I heard Bobby got out this morning.
I haven't seen him around. Is he pissed?
You mean since you branded him the Candyman? No, his heart is broken.
Yo, son, it's like I've seen this all before.
They had a killer at your old high school, Shorty?
Nah, it was in this movie Scream. Same dialogue and everything. Oh. This is ill.
How did it end?
I don't know. Some niggas started shooting up in the movie theater, so we just broke out. No doubt.
Okay, I say we all just stick together. Tonight, everyone meet at my house and bring some friends, but don't tell everyone, okay? Try to keep it quiet.
Okay. Yo! Party at Cindy's house! Drunk white women for everybody!
Okay. If you see Bobby, tell him I love him.
Okay. If I see Bobby, I'll tell him I love him.
Ray leaves. Cindy gawps after him, then turns and bumps into Bobby.
Jesus!
Oh, it's okay, it's all right. It's just me, baby. Well, you don't still think it's me, do you?
No, it's just that somebody did try to kill me.
Yeah, and the police said I scared him away.
I know. He called me last night.
Yeah, so you see, it could have been me. I was in jail last night, remember?
A burly guy hugs Bobby.
You're the best.
I'm sorry. Please understand.
Understand what? That my girlfriend rather call me a killer than touch me?
That's not true,
then
Bobby.
Then what is it?
What is it? She's gone and she's not coming back.
It's been over a year, Cindy.
But Ginger was such an important part of the Spice Girls.
You gotta move on, baby.
I'm sorry if my complicated life is an inconvenience to your perfect existence.
Cindy. Sin.
Okay, everybody listen up. Let me just say, the killing of these teenagers has been tragic, but, hey, you know, shit happens.
Sheriff!
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 Sheriff! Sheriff!
Yes, Miss Thunderstorm?
Have they found Cindy Campbell's father?
No.
Isn't he a suspect?
That is classified information. Where are you getting that?
I'm sorry, but my sources are strictly confidential, Sheriff.
Hey, Gail. Gail Swallows!
Wearing white towels, Brenda and Buffy head over to their lockers in the girls' shower room. Buffy grabs her mobile phone.
Watch this. Hello? Who is this? What? You want to kill me? Oh, God. Hold on. Cindy, it's for you.
Cindy glowers at Buffy. Butch teacher Miss Mann marches in.
All right, knock it off, Buffy. Now, as you've all heard, there is a kill in our town, and the police have asked us to give you the following safety tips. Stay in well-lit areas. Do not travel alone whenever possible. Always wipe front to back. And remember, never ever believe someone when they tell you that shaving your pubic hair will rid you of crab infestation. Now, I understand this is a difficult time for you young ladies. So if anyone needs to come to my office to talk, I'm here for you.
Miss Mann makes eyes at the girls, then goes.
What a crock of shit.
It's not, Buffy. He's real.
Cindy grabs her stuff and heads off. In her office, Miss Mann takes a long sniff of some pink knickers. Cindy gawps from the doorway.
Miss Mann?
She hides the knickers.
Come in, dear. Have a seat. Take off your bra if you'd like.
No, thanks.
What can I do for you, Cindy?
I need to talk. See, I have this problem, and I don't know who to tell.
Not feeling so fresh?
Hmm?
Feminine odor and itching got you down?
Oh, no. No, not that.
Then what is it?
I have a terrible secret.
Well, Cindy, we all have our little secrets.
Miss Mann reveals her testicles.
Sometimes we do things we're not so proud of. Some for money. Others to gain the athletic edge on the competition. Sometimes those secrets come back to haunt us. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do, Miss Man. Thanks for ball. I mean, all your help. I have to go to class.
Anytime, dear.
Cindy heads out by the girls' lockers.
Beth, are you coming? I'll catch up with you guys in a sec.
Alone, Buffy goes through her locker.
Hello?
Buffy turns and paces across the changing room floor. Her long hair is still wet.
Somebody there? Hello?
The killer steps out behind her. Buffy turns.
Ah! Very funny. Who put you up to this, Cindy? Lose the cape. It's way too 90s horror.
He waves a knife.
Oh, so what movie is this from? Die, cheerleader, die! Wanna play psycho killer? Can I be the helpless cheerleader? Oh, so is this where I'm supposed to beg for my life? Please, Mr. Killer, don't kill me!
He stabs her and holds up the bloody knife.
So is this where I'm supposed to bleed? I'm bleeding! Eek! Eek! Oh yeah, I'm supposed to run, right? Okay!
She twists her leg and falls.
There you go, Mr. Scary Killer. I'm panicking now. Oh, guys, somebody please help me. Oh, no. No. Oh, now what? Oh, I guess this is the big climax. Hope you don't mind if I fake it.
He chops Buffy's head off and holds it up.
Oh, look at me. I'm all dead. I'm a gross, scary, severed head. Come on, please. Do you know who I am? I'm Miss Teen. You're really giving me a headache. And you got blood all over my Gucci sweater. I hope you're gonna pay for that. Ah!
I will not be ignored by light.
I'm gonna jump!
Phil, get back in there.
No!
What are you doing up there?
Be reasonable.
I can't take this fucking job or those greasy shithead teenagers anymore! I'm gonna end it all!
Wait! Hold on! We're getting help for you!
Now, we know Bobby's not the killer, so who is?
I don't know.
Well, if the killer was in your house last night, why didn't he just kill you then?
Because he's just messing with us! Don't you see? He's got us right where he wants us! We can't go to the police. He's just out there watching us and waiting for us. What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
What am I waiting for? What am I waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Fuck you!
The teacher jumps.
Oh my God!
Ray, I still don't think this party is a good idea.
You know I'm not gonna let nothing happen to you.
I just don't feel right. Why can't we just do something else?
Okay, how about we go to the movies? Huh? You like that? See a little movie, huh?
They kiss.
Hi! That is my song!
Hi.
You know they gave me a shout out on the album, right?
What?
Yes! Everywhere I go, I see the same house!
I tell you how sexy you look in my jersey?
Absolutely.
Yes. I like it. Hey, get up. Go over there. Let me see it.
Brenda jumps up and poses in Ray's Predators football jersey.
Yes, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Hey, put this on with it.
Ray, you are so freaky.
That's right. You know I'm freaky, girl. Go on. Pull it out. Pull it out. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ah.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Put this on with it. Go on.
Ray's shoulder pads.
You sure?
Go on, girl, go on. Pull it on. Go on.
She puts them on.
I like that look.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm bad.
Yes. Here, put this on with it.
His helmet.
Go on, girl, put it on. Yeah, that shit on there. Come on. Just shove it on. Do it. Yeah. Ooh, so fucking sexy. Come here, girl. Bring your little sexy ass over here. Come on. 4 feet. Charge.
Ray wrestles Brenda onto the bed.
Yes! Yes! Come on! No, turn around! Turn around! Come on! Yes, Brandon! Take it, Brandon! Take it, Brandon!
Help!
Brenda, come on, put the helmet on. No, let's role play. Come on, you get me. Come on.
I'm here at Lover's Lookout. It's dark, it's in the middle of nowhere, and it's where hormone-driven teens love to come and fool around. So very likely, we're about to see someone get killed. Okay, sure enough, there's a girl in that car, blouse unbuttoned, all alone. Let's see if she'll have a word with us. Hi, Gail Hailstorm, author of the new book, You're Next.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us your name?
Well, my name's Heather.
Heather, can you tell us what you're doing out here all alone?
Well, yeah, sure. My boyfriend and I were just, like, making out, and then we heard a noise out there, so we went to go check it, but... Well, that was, like, 10 minutes ago or
so. Yeah, yeah. Heather, has it crossed your little mind that your boyfriend was probably murdered and you're about to be slaughtered next?
Really? No way!
Way. Heather, good luck!
Thanks, Gail, you're the best!
I know! I'm gonna try and break into the blood shed! Are you getting this? Excuse me! Heather, can you tell us what you're feeling, honey?
Lots of pain! Gail, please help me! Gail, please!
I'd like to help you out, but it sweeps! Sir, can I get a word with you? Sir!
You got a lot of nerve coming here! I'm just trying to do my job! Get the camera off
me! No, Kenny, keep rolling! Keep rolling, Kenny!
I'm gonna slice your head off and shove it to death!
Sweet
Jesus! Just get the camera off me!
I got Kenny! Kenny, you're fat ass! Kenny!
Gail runs from the killer into the woods. Kenny trips. A torchlight shines up into Gail's face.
I'm so scared right now. I just want to say to the family of my cameraman, Kenny, I am so sorry. This was my interview. My story. It's all my fault.
Gross green liquid squirts from Gail's nose. Ray's with Brenda at the movies.
You want some popcorn?
I brought me a little snack of my own.
Audience members frown at Brenda.
You want some chicken?
Nah.
On the screen, for everybody's enjoyment, please observe silence.
Mm-hmm. For all y'all talkers up in here, it's time to keep it down right now.
Shh. Shh, back at you. Shh.
Brenda frowns.
Acting already. It ain't nothing but the previews.
An advert shows a bearded boat captain.
The largest ship the world had ever known. It's 400 passengers and crew on a maiden voyage to a brave new world. A journey that would change their lives forever.
I'm the king of the world!
Get your ass back down there, boy!
I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick.
Don't leave now, the movie's about to come on!
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Here, take your hot sauce.
Hurry up, man, don't be long. Back up, let him through! You can move back some, you don't own the theater.
Ray heads into the gents where guys pee against targets in the urinals. Ray heads into a cubicle.
Yeah, what's up?
And placed pen number 4 to show. Next week's triple crown, starting 2:30.
Ray looks curiously at the noise coming from the next cubicle. He frowns and puts his ear against the cubicle wall. Ray kneels down and listens at a hole in the wall. A guy's penis juts through the hole and tickles giggling Ray's ear.
Hey, who was that? Go on, do it again.
Ray puts his ear right to the hole. He's stabbed through the brain by the penis. Ray collapses in the auditorium.
Get out of my face!
out of my face. Out of my face. This is all me up in here. You handle that.
Will you shut the fuck up?
This movie is good. Hey, baby. You came back just in time. She's about to get it on with Shakespeare. He found
shut
out she's a girl.
Up.
Yeah, I got you. I got you on camera. You on candid camera now. You ain't know that. Hello? Hey, girl. I'm in the movie. Shakespeare in love. You lying.
For Christ's sake, will you just shut your trap?
Please.
Shut up.
Hold on. I don't know why y'all is acting like this. My girlfriend already seen the movie. She said they don't even stay together in the end.
Right on. Will you sit down?
Your ass is grass.
The audience take turns stabbing Brenda as the killer sips Pepsi. Brenda climbs up in front of the screen. As the audience throws popcorn, Brenda collapses and dies on stage. As Cindy winces in the busy kitchen, her friend Jill heads into the garage, which is dimly lit and filled with ladders, tires, and various tools. Jill tries the light, but it doesn't come on. She heads for the fridge, opens it, and grabs a couple of Satan beers.
Kitty, he scared me. I see. Scared me too.
Jill looks around.
Hello? Who's there?
The killer turns on the lights.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Please don't! Please! I'm just a day player!
Jill evades the killer's knife slashes, then dives for the cat flap. Burly Jill can't get through. She tries feet first. The killer watches, scratching his masthead, then presses a button on the wall. The garage door rises. The control box for the door sparks and shakes under Jill's weight as she's suspended in the cat flap. Then the door and garage roof collapse on top of her. Back in the party, Cindy drinks alcohol through a pipe and wears a Viking helmet. As Cindy celebrates, Bobby arrives.
Oh, Bobby! Bobby! I was worried about you. I thought the killer got to you before I could.
For what?
I want to go upstairs. There's something I want to show you.
As Cindy retches, Bobby helps her up. Upstairs, they sit on Cindy's bed.
So. Here we are. Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're not ready, I'll understand.
Bobby, I am ready.
You are?
Yeah. I can't keep fighting these urges. I have to just give in to them and let them flow.
Right.
Bobby, I have been so selfish.
Bobby looks stunned.
Is this like a scene from a movie or something?
Only it isn't a movie, Bobby. This is real life.
It's all a movie, baby. There's a sound guy, there's a script supervisor. How you doing, baby?
Bobby.
What?
what I mean is that in real life, you have to enjoy each moment.
Sitting on the end of Cindy's bed, they kiss each other tenderly. Bobby leans forward and kisses Cindy again. Bobby sticks his tongue out and Cindy licks it passionately. Bobby and Cindy start to tongue each other lewdly. Their tongues get knotted together. At Shorty's.
Can I tell you a secret?
Sure, man.
I see dead people.
Man, this shit is awesome.
Yo, son, you gotta roll some more. That shit is awesome.
We don't have any more papers, man.
Oh, man, what can we use to make a bomb?
Shorty grins at the fish tank. As Shorty exhales fish tank bong smoke, the killer opens the front door and raises his hook. The killer takes a smoke.
This is good shit.
As the killer celebrates with Shorty and pals, Cindy kisses Bobby, who lies back on her bed. Bobby's taken his top off. Cindy, who kisses his chest, is down to her bra. As Cindy kisses Bobby's stomach, he tries to push her head further down, but she pushes back, then she pulls away.
Bobby, I've never done this before.
It's okay, it's okay. It's like sucking on a Tootsie Roll Pop.
A Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, a cherry flavor one. Oh. The fudge in the middle.
Okay.
She grins and heads down towards Bobby's lap. Bobby beams.
Just like that, baby.
I never could wait to get to the chewy middle.
You know what? Let me. God damn.
Cindy lies back on her bed and Bobby licks between her boobs and down her tummy. Bobby unzips Cindy's trousers and she helps him slip them off, then lies with her arms beside her head on her pillow. Bobby tugs Cindy's knickers, then flails as bats fly out.
Yeah, guess it's been a while.
Bobby tries again and a mountain of hair springs up.
Oh, oops.
It's very 70s of you.
Bobby dons goggles. Bobby grabs a hedge trimmer and cuts away at the pile of hair as Cindy giggles. Bobby ducks down between Cindy's legs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bobby. Come here, Bobby. I want it now.
Oh, man, am I fucking stoned. Hey, you guys hear that?
The killer, whose mask is fixed in a rictus grin, laughs with the lads, then pulls out his mobile phone and dials.
Hello?
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 What's your favorite scary movie?
Shorty takes the phone and shushes everyone.
I'm gonna gut you like a fish!
Back in Cindy's bedroom, Cindy rides Bobby and grimaces wildly.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! What's my name, Bobby?
What?
What's my name, bitch?
Oh, God, it's Cindy.
Whose is it, Bobby?
It's yours.
Bobby looks anxious as Cindy roars.
Oh, my God.
Partygoers look around as the house shakes. Bobby physically shrinks as Cindy's blasted onto the ceiling in a funnel of white goop.
Don't even contest, cause I'll make you undress. Like porn dancers, waiting at the front door for an answer. Hey yo, I'm sick of artificial MCs like silicone titties.
Hey yo, check it, yo, fuck a cheap bong. I wanna smoke Cheech and Chong. And if I wanna fuck long, I let my ding along hit the bong. And then it's on. Always pass the Dutchie to the left, because the right way is wrong.
I got one. Here it is, right? I got a slash and gash, cut another hole in your ass. I spill blood on the walls and play tennis with your balls. If the phone rings, don't answer the call. You're gonna slit your throat, fuck you like a goat, peel your foreskin off and make a winter coat. Peace.
Everyone but Shorty's dead.
Yo. That was the illest rhyme I ever seen, sir!
At Cindy's.
Bobby, where were you tonight?
Huh?
I was just curious. What took you so long to get here?
Why are you so curious?
I don't know. I thought it would fit the 90s horror cliche if you turned out to be the killer.
Oh, so what? You think I killed Buffy and Greg?
Buffy and Greg are dead?
Oh, I thought you knew that.
Oh my God! Bobby, turn around! It's the killer!
The killer knifes Bobby, then lurches at the screaming Cindy, who runs from the room. The killer slips as he chases Cindy, who heads down into the empty hallway and takes a gun from the drawer.
Oh my God! Bobby! 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 It's gonna be okay, Bob!
Get away from me! There's a killer in the house! There's ass, blood, and guts everywhere! Someone done going crazy, son!
We all go a little crazy sometimes.
Bobby, no!
Oh, shit, son!
Oh, my God!
Oh, Cindy, they shot me in the lungs. You wanna hit this shit?
Shorty dies as Bobby wipes the blood from his t-shirt.
Ketchup. Just like my mom puts on her spaghetti, baby.
Oh my God, Ray, you gotta help me! Bobby's gone crazy!
Surprise!
Surprise, Cindy.
Cindy runs into the kitchen as Ray, who was using a voice box, and Bobby chase after her. They corner Cindy and swap weapons. Ray has the gun and Bobby has the knife.
Why are you doing this, Bobby?
Why?
Why?
You hear that, Ray? At least she wants a motive. Does Scream have a plot?
No.
Did I know you did last summer make any sense?
Don't think so.
And what about the sequel? Huh? What the hell is with that fat white Jamaican
kid? I want to kill that motherfucker. Too, man.
It's bad casting, Bobby.
How about this for a motive? Lack of sex. It can cause serious deviant behavior.
I thought you loved me.
Oh, I did, baby. I did. But abstinence will make you discover new things about yourself. That's right, Cindy. I'm gay. And in case you haven't noticed, so is Ray.
What? I ain't gay.
What are you talking about? You took me to that club.
So? They play good music.
What about our trip to San Francisco, then?
I wanted to go shopping.
But you made love to me.
No, first of all, you sucked my...
Whatever, Ray.
Okay, I don't want to talk about this now. The point is, Cindy, that I'm a new man. And I'm ready to leave all this behind and start a new life.
So you kill all your friends?
Oh, no. Just you. And maybe Shorty, but that wasn't planned or anything. But here's the genius part. We're copycatting a serial killer that already exists. It's the perfect crime, Cindy.
But wait! There's more! Hang on to your seat, baby! Cause this one's a screamer!
I'll be back.
Uh-oh.
Big ass.
Come on.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Frame him?
Nah. Just having a little bit of fun with old Daddy-O.
The police are gonna find you and Daddy both dead, and me and Ray are the only survivors of a maniac's revenge. You ready?
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready to do this.
Right,
let's do this.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Give it to me.
Come on.
Give it to me.
Wait. All right, ready?
Wait. Just, you remember what we talked about?
I know, man. How many times are we going to go over this? All right. I know, okay?
Okay.
Stop. All right. All right, I'm ready. Trust me, okay? I got this shit. Ready? Come on.
Wait, 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 wait. I'm about to cut
your throat,
don't.
Boy.
Okay.
Stop acting like a little girl. Come on. Come on.
You're right.
Come on.
You're right.
You ready? All right. Yeah, come on.
You guys are psychos. You've seen one too many TV shows.
No. Watching television shows doesn't create psycho killers. Canceling TV shows does. The Wayans Brothers was a good show, man. It was a good-ass show, and we didn't even get a final episode.
Dang it, I'm feeling a little woozy here. It's my turn. Give me a light.
Fuck out of here. Ain't nobody stabbing me.
The killer stands up behind Ray and stabs him with a meat hook. Ray collapses over Bobby, who's on his hands and knees.
Surprise, Cindy.
Cindy makes a run for it as the killer chases her out of the kitchen. Cindy smashes a lamp over the killer, who throws her against the wall. Cindy dashes out of the way as the killer brings his knife down onto a table and breaks it to pieces. As the killer rushes Cindy, she leaps up into the air in slow motion. She kicks the killer into a glass cabinet that crashes down on top of him as Cindy floats back to the floor. As the killer bursts through the back of the fallen cabinet, Cindy chucks a bronze plate at him. He falls backwards to evade in slow motion.
Hold on a second. Just give me a moment. One.
Holding his bent back, the killer stumbles around, then gets up.
Oh yeah, that's it. Okay.
Cindy runs through midair, kicking the killer in the face, just like in the film The Matrix. Then, still suspended in midair, she river dances wearing a big grin. The killer, on the floor, joins in. The killer leaps up as Cindy floats down with her fists at the ready. Cindy runs round the wall and kicks out. The killer flies through the window. Cindy runs to her bound dad.
Are you okay?
I thought I told you not to have a party unless I was here.
But Dad, you were here. You were in the closet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you get some girlfriends' numbers for me?
Dad, they're dead.
You know, I can't get a break. What's that? Is that the cops? Okay, listen, honey, help me out now. If the cops come, tell them I'm a plumber, okay? You had a leaky faucet and you called and they sent me over. We don't even know each other.
Cindy and Dad run outside as the cops arrive. The killer's gone.
No!
The sheriff heads over.
What the hell's going on here? Sheriff, it's a bloodbath in there.
He was right here, I swear it!
Who was?
The killer! The guy that murdered all my friends!
And the sick bastard planted drugs all in the house there, all over the place.
All right, Cindy, I'm gonna take you down to the station.
I'm cool, though, right? Okay?
Let's go, Cindy.
Cindy, call me. Daddy will get you out, honey.
At the police station.
Okay. Let's go over this again.
The sheriff gives Cindy a mug of coffee, then puts his cuffs, badge and gun on the long wooden table, followed by a whip, ball gag, and rubber sex toy.
You say it was an accident?
Yes. He was on the road.
And you think he came back to get revenge?
It has to be him, Sheriff.
Doofy stumbles into the room with a blue file and a half-eaten donut.
Hey, Sheriff. You wanted me to give this to you.
That'll be all, Doofy.
Okay. I'm gonna go, then.
All right,
Cindy.
Cindy eyes Doofy as he leaves.
I'm sorry, Cindy. It wasn't the man you guys killed. His name was David Keegan. Some fishermen found his body a few weeks later. He's buried in Lakewood Cemetery.
That's impossible. Then I don't know who it could be.
It's got to be someone who was connected with all the victims. Someone who knew about the accident. Someone who could move around without being noticed.
Cindy drops her mug.
Oh, my God.
She used to babysit my brother, Doofy. He had the biggest crush on her.
It's me, Cindy. Night, Sam.
The bottom of the smashed mug reads Doofus Porcelain.
Doofy!
Shithead?
The sheriff rushes out, gun drawn.
Have you seen Doofy?
No.
Have you seen Doofy?
No, Sheriff.
Has anybody seen Doofy?
Yeah, just went out the back, Sheriff.
Doofy!
Outside in the fading light, Doofy heads down the pavement. He walks with pigeon toes and hiked up trousers. Suddenly, Doofy walks normally and rips off his police shirt, followed by his false moustache. He lights a cigarette with a Zippo as he's transformed from a cretin into a roguishly handsome young man. Gale pulls up in a convertible and Doofy jumps in. He kisses the grinning reporter. They drive off in her silver sports car. As they go, Doofy drops his multicolored backpack onto the road. The sheriff arrives at the crossroads and picks up the bag. Cindy watches as the sheriff pulls out the killer's mask. A car runs Cindy down. ITFC audio description by Alex Newman.
Shit, son! Yo, what the deal? Yo, y'all watching this tape right now? That means I didn't make it. Either I'm a prisoner, or worse, dead. But either way it goes, I'ma tell y'all the rules to survive this situation. Rule number one, you gotta be quick. Rule number two, don't fall down. And rule number three, whatever you do, never look back. Y'all wish me luck. Snatch and run, y'all!
Shorty and Pals raid a mini market.
This isn't easy for me. I know we've been together a long time, but I found somebody else, okay? I'm in love. Don't look at me like that. We could still be friends. You can come into my room whenever you want. We just can't. No. No!
Doofy's talking to the vacuum cleaner.
Okay, just one time.
He holds the hose attachment into his groin.
Yeah, that's it. Oh.